Things kick off into the North American Open with the Bank of England holding rates at 5.25% by the slimmest of margins. The pound has since come under another round of intense pressure, with many market participants caught off guard by the news. However, considering recent economic data, downwardly revised growth expectations, and this latest round of soft inflation data out of the UK, the move shouldn't really be all that surprising. The pound is now at its lowest levels against the dollar since the first quarter of this year, with the next major support coming in the form of the psychological barrier at 120. Of course, adding insult to injury is the pre-existing backdrop in the aftermath of Wednesday's more hawkish-leaning Fed decision. We've been seeing a lot more of the monetary policy divergence theme between the Fed and other major central banks playing out in recent weeks, which has opened more demand for the US dollar, along with a concurrent round of risk-off flow on the less investor-friendly policy implications. Another central bank keeping rates unchanged and catching the market a little off guard today is the SNB. The franc has registered a three-month high against the buck in the aftermath. Elsewhere, after extending its own run of yearly lows against the buck, the yen is finally finding some demand, presumably against the upgraded threat of intervention. Looking ahead, we get Canada housing data and U.S. reads in the form of initial jobless claims, the Philly Fed, and existing home sales. That's all for now.